Let me ask you a question. If your guardian angel appeared to you in a dream and asked you if you would like to go to purgatory to experience the pain for just one day, what would you say? Would you have the courage to say yes? What if they were to say that they would take you to the lightest place, to the place where the pain is the least? Would you then take that chance? Do you love them enough to want to know that? Now imagine if he told you that he was going to take you to purgatory for one day to the place where they suffer the most, where they have the most pain. Could you do it? Could you pull it off? Have you prayed enough rosaries to have the courage? I don't know if you could pull it off. I don't know if I would say yes. St. John Bosco had a similar dream. He would have this guy that would appear to him in many of his visions, and that guy took him to hell. He didn't ask him, he just took him. And he was giving him this tour, and he was seeing who was going into hell. And at some point, he was asking St. John Bosco, do you want to experience the pain that they suffer? And of course he said no, because even though he's a saint, that doesn't mean he's dumb. He said, no, I don't want to experience the pain. And he showed him a wall, a huge, huge wall. And the guide said, this wall is 1,000 walls in between the most painful part of hell. There are 1,000 walls in between that wall. And he kept describing and basically saying that there are millions and millions of walls between this wall and the fires of hell. So won't you touch it just for a moment so that you can experience the pain, so that you could witness to the children that you serve? St. John Bosco, by the way, ministered to poor children in Italy. And St. John Bosco still said no. Well, the guardian angel or the guide or whoever it was grabbed his hand, opened it up, and slammed it against the wall. And immediately he woke up screaming in pain. His skin began to peel off his hand, and for 3 or 4 days he was in the most excruciating pain, with headaches, with fevers, and that memory never forgot it. So much so that that description was so vivid for me that I could describe it to you without even needing to read it. My friends, we are in day 3, where we are meditating on those in purgatory that suffer the most. My name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Please subscribe and hit the like button. The chapter starts off by telling us that we suffer in purgatory in proportion to the number of sins that we committed that were not properly atoned for, be they either mortal sins that we confessed but did not atone for sufficiently, or venial sins that we did not repent of enough. Now think about that. How many mortal sins have you committed that you confessed but you have not atoned for sufficiently? That could number in the hundreds. That could number in the thousands, or maybe even in the millions for some of you out there. It's a big world and a lot of sinful people. What about venial sins? The Bible says a just man falls 7 times a day. How many times a day do you fall venially that you don't even remember to atone for? You don't even know that those sins are out there staining your soul. And when you die and are judged by God, it will be like those million walls in between you and God. And you will have to suffer intensely for those walls to be removed. Think about those souls in purgatory that suffer the most. The chapter tells us that if we were to think of all the illnesses, all the maladies on earth and combine them all together, that would give us only an inkling of what it's like to be in purgatory. And I know people that have severe illness. I have a friend of mine who has an illness and different illnesses of which I don't even understand what they are. And she suffers so severely that she literally can only stand up for perhaps 15, 20, 30 minutes, perhaps maybe an hour a day. And then it is so intense a pain in her spine that she has to lay down the rest of the day. There really are people like that. In a similar way, there are people in purgatory that suffer to a degree that we cannot imagine. That if we were shown that pain, and the Blessed Mother and all her tenderness were to say, my child, won't you suffer their pain just for a second so that you could know? Even if her sweet face asked us and made us this request, we would say, no way, no, I don't want it. I don't want this at all. don't give it to me, give it to someone else. That no matter how holy you think you are, you would not have the courage to bear this burden. So in light of this, if we do not have the courage to suffer their pain, at least have the mercy to alleviate it. Meditate on this thought. What is it like for those that suffer the most in purgatory? Ask God to give you a 0.0001% feeling of what they suffer. And let that meditation, let that fruit be the fuel for your prayer today. My friends, thank you for joining me in this video today. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 4.